I love these words. Come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and carrying heavy burdens. Although I still think of it in the words of an older version, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I'm sure many of you do as well. And when I think of that, you think, some people say, oh, well, I'm going through a time of feeling weary and heavy laden. I can't remember a time when I didn't feel weary and heavy laden of something. And certainly at the moment, the whole country is weary and heavy laden, isn't it? I sort of remember that when we started out on all this in March, there was almost an enthusiasm, a passion to help people and to be really disciplined and care for other people and phone up people that were lonely and do them favours. And it feels like now we are weary. And there's a greyness and a going onness. And it's especially difficult if you're getting on in life. I'm one that's getting on in life. I've only just started noticing it quite recently. A couple of weeks ago, I was in my local park and they have a little cafe. I volunteer to help out at this cafe. So I was in the cafe and I got a phone call. And a friend phoned me up from York. He'd heard that I was coming to help in Carvely and he wanted to know all about it. So I said, well, I'm going to be a vicar again, and bang, 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 bang. And it was lovely. And I suddenly looked around and everybody in the cafe was listening. I thought, time for a collection. And then I put my phone down and this woman leant over and says, excuse me, but aren't you a bit old to be being a vicar? I felt like saying, listen, missus. But then I thought, that's no way to talk to the archdeacon. So, so maybe for us, and it is most of us here this morning, not all of us, there's a particular sense of being a bit weary and a bit heavy laden and a bit of, it never seems to end. It's really quite difficult. And I find these simple words of Jesus, come unto me, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, or as it said in an older version, I will refresh you. I will refresh you. It seems to me that we have two options. One is, I could understand this, we use the next few months and go into sort of spiritual and human hibernation just to survive almost. And we sort of cramp down and yeah, we're swimming. And there's a temptation in that. An alternative is to say, actually, in this time, I'm going to use these next few months as a time to reach out, as a time to put my spiritual roots deep and suck up water and stretch out my leaves and absorb sunlight from God in a way that I've not done for a long, long time. And I've been trying to sort of adopt that strategy myself and to reject this, right, let's all just go into hibernation, hunker down, stick on the box sets and wait for it to finish. It's really possible to say, I'm going to use this silence, this aloneness, this quietness, this wonderingness, this not knowingness, and really go deeper into God. And Jesus doesn't say, just sit there and get through. He says, come unto me, I will give you rest. And it may well be that this is a time to read his word more, to pray more, to just reach out to others more, to spend more moments each day just thinking, oh Lord, where are you with me? How do I follow your path? Where are you today? To come unto him. I think a lot of the time in life, we treat our faith as a bit like a chair. Or two chairs, for that matter. Why have one chair when you can have two? And why get your robe stuck underneath the first chair? Hey, I quite like the liturgical principles of Morecambe and Wise. I feel they work well in the Church of England. I think there is a danger and a tendency to sort of sit down. Well, I've been a Christian a long time. Yes, I believe it all up here, obviously. I believe all the right things. I am a Christian. I go to church. I do my bit. And to just sort of sit in the chair because I'm a Christian, and every week and month and years goes by, I'm a Christian. And have you noticed in this lovely verse, which is a source of such comfort and encouragement to us all, come unto me, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will refresh you. I will lead you. Your life will not become one of grey hibernation. But all this comfort begins with three words. Come unto me. Or if you like, five words. Get out of the chair. I can just sit. Come unto him. I can come so close to Jesus. To come unto him. And he will refresh each one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.